Can a book open your heart, teach you compassion, help you love an enemy? I'm Anne Strangechamps with another bookmark.
My name is Ruth Ozeki, and I am the author of the novel A Tale for the Time Being. The book I would like to recommend is Kamikaze Diaries, Reflections of Japanese Student Soldiers by a professor of anthropology named Emiko Onuki Tierney. Professor Onuki Tierney takes the diaries, the letters, essays, and poetry written by the Japanese students who were conscripted and forced to join the Tokotai, the kamikaze forces. What I found remarkable about these books is the way that they humanized these pilots. In America, of course, when you talk about kamikaze, the stereotyping of that word has become the predominant image that we have of these young men. But in fact, a lot of the pilots who were conscripted were really the creme de la creme of young Japanese intellectuals. They were fluent in many European languages. They read French poetry. They read German philosophy. They were able to think about and to discuss and to write about the moral and ethical problems of war and the challenges that they faced in a way that I found absolutely heartbreaking. The young men who are writing these letters and the diaries are so present on the page. They really emerge as sensitive, young, intelligent men who are, confronting death. And not only confronting death, but confronting the worst possible kind of death, knowing that their death will be contributing to the war. Many of them were opposed to the war. They were in a real moral bind. This is a book that I read in 2006 or 2007, the period of time following 9/11, when the word kamikaze was being, and suicide bomber was being used in quite a different context, used, I think, in a very, I would say, almost irresponsible way. And so this is a book that I think is really reclaiming, a piece of history that has really been erased by World War II propaganda. It's a book that I think is incredibly important.
That's Ruth Ozeki talking about Kamikaze Diaries by Emiko Onuki Tierney. That's a book Ozeki drew on for her own novel, A Tale for the Time Being, which was shortlisted for the Booker Prize and the National Book Critics Circle Award. Bookmarks are brought to you by To the Best of Our Knowledge. You can hear more, along with an interview with Ruth Ozeki, at ttbook.org/bookmarks.